So we should have been concerned with growth in sanctity, for that should be the object of our spiritual lives. Hence, we need to reflect on the past and reorder, if necessary, our spiritual lives. And of course, that is where the sacrament of confession comes in. November is, of course, a month in which we remember past events, both spiritual and temporal. On November the 1st, the Feast of All Saints, we shall give remembrance to those who have been raised to the altars of the Church. They have, in some outstanding way in their lives or in their deaths, shown their witness to our Lord or his Church, and thus they are examples of what the true Christian life should be. And thus we are invited to thank God for their lives, work, and witness, and to imitate their lives and virtues, to the end that we, like them, may obtain our final goal, which is to know, love, and serve God, so that we can be with him for all eternity. On November the 2nd, we commemorate All Souls when we remember our relatives, friends, and benefactors who have departed this life. Those, we believe, have responded to God's grace within the community of faith in the hope that they, having been faithful, having been justified, baptized into the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, will inherit eternal life. We remember then and pray that in due time they will enjoy happiness and peace in God's kingdom. Perhaps it's a good idea, where possible, to visit the burial places of those for whom we have a special relationship, because this will give a stronger witness to our belief and respect for those who have departed this life. In the temporal order, we also remember at this time those of our own country who died in mortal conflicts, and we make remembrance of them, honoring their sacrifice performed in duty and in the defense of the common good. Remembrance, then, is something then we are called to make if we desire to give recognition to noble acts performed and ultimate sacrifices made. As Christians, and in particular as Catholic Christians, we make remembrance of the departed in the act of worship which our Lord commanded us to make when he instituted the sacrifice of the Mass at the Last Supper. Do this in remembrance of me. As we then plead the sacrifice of Christ in the Mass for our salvation and the salvation of the world, we draw into that sublime offering a remembrance of the Blessed Virgin Mary, the saints, and all those who have been baptized and incorporated into Christ's mystical body, the Church, and who desire to be drawn into the very life of God himself. We thus make remembrance of them, for in so doing, we will not only enjoy communion with them, but begin to understand the mystery of death and see that it is a gateway to new life made perfect through the saving work of our Blessed Lord. Let us pray then that we can come to an appreciation of what real remembrance is about. Let us then take seriously the Church's liturgical celebrations of remembrance and try to come to church on November the 1st, the Feast of All Saints, and on November the 2nd, if possible, when the Church celebrates in a special way the remembrance of all saints and all souls. In so doing, we, like St. Monica, the mother of St. Augustine, should echo her sentiments as she approached death, that remembrance of her should be made at the altar of the Lord. Let this also be our desire, both for the faithful departed and for ourselves when we in our own time come to depart this life.